The Web of Life. Contents. Introduction, page 1. The Role of a Growing Tree, page 3. The Role of a Fallen Tree, page 9. The Web of Life continues, page 16. Page 1. All living things are connected to each other in many different ways. We call this the web of life. Imagine you are walking into the woods. Here and there, you may see a deer, a rabbit, or a mouse. Look up at the tall trees with their flitting birds, moths, and butterflies. Glance down at the grasses, vines, and shrubs growing on the forest floor, many with berries or seeds on which forest animals feed. Spiders, worms, slugs, beetles, and hundreds of other creatures crawl around on the forest floor. The forest is filled with many kinds of plants and animals. Each is connected to the others in the life of the forest. This page shows a photo where you see a girl walking in the woods. You see her from the back. She's wearing a red jacket and blue jeans, and she's walking through the woods, and you see brown leaves on the ground with some green grasses, and you see lots of tall birch tree trunks. Page 2. No plant or animal lives alone. Each depends in some way upon other plants and animals, and each has its own part in nature to play: producer, consumer, or decomposer. This page shows several photos with arrows pointing from one to the other, showing how one moves to the next, to the next, to the next in the circle of life. The picture at the top of the page shows a blue sky with a green branch with leaves in the foreground. And the caption reads, "Green plants use energy from the sun to make their own food from water, air, and soil. They are producers." Then there is an arrow that points to pictures of two animals. The first is an owl, and the second is a squirrel. And the caption reads, "Animals eat the plants or eat animals that eat the plants. They are consumers." And then there is an arrow from this picture to the next picture, which shows some rotting things on the ground with a caption that reads, "Other living things turn dead plants and animals into soil. They are decomposers." And below the caption, the reading goes on to say, "Altogether, producers, consumers, and decomposers make up the web of life." A tree is the largest of all plants. It is also the biggest producer in the web of life. Every spring, the tree grows new leaves, branches, flowers, and bark. At the same time, the trunk grows wider and stronger. This page has a photo that looks up a tree from fairly high up on the trunk, so you can see lots of new leaves coming out towards the top of the tree with branches. And then on the inset, there's a photo showing some new young leaves coming out. Most of them are green and a few that are red. And the caption to this small inset photo reads, "The leaves capture the energy of sunlight. They use the sun's energy to make food for the tree. The process is called photosynthesis." Next page. Everything that grows on a tree provides food and energy for other living things. First, we see a photo of a mouse on a moss-covered log, and the photo reads, "White-footed mice eat seeds, leaves, and fruit from the tree. These mice usually hide during the day and search for food at night." The next photo shows a bug on a decomposing piece of wood, and the caption reads, "Beetles often eat the leaves or bark of trees. This beetle is known as a click beetle because it makes a loud clicking sound if disturbed." And the bottom photo shows two lizards that are green facing each other on the limb of a plant. And the caption reads, "Anoles are a kind of lizard. They eat the insects they find on trees." The next page begins by stating animals of all kinds also find shelter and a place to hide in the trees. The first photo on the left shows an owl in the notch of a tree with the caption, "Orioles raise their young in a tree hollow." On the top right of this page, there is a nest with three blue robin's eggs in it, and the caption reads, "Robins build nests for their eggs in the branches." Below that, in the bottom right of page 5, there is a frog that is very well camouflaged. It looks very much like the bark on the tree that it sits on. The caption reads, "The gray tree frog looks like a bump on the tree trunk. Can you guess how this helps it survive?" Now to page 6. It reads, "In summer, the flowers of a tree grow into fruits. The fruits of the oak tree are called acorns. Inside the acorns are seeds for making new oak trees." And there is a picture from the base of an oak tree trunk looking up the tree. And then at the very base, you can see a brown dead oak leaf, but some acorns right next to that that have fallen off the tree. Next on page 7, top of the page reads, "Acorns are small, yet many living creatures find food to eat and protection from enemies inside an acorn." The first photo shows an insect on the green acorn with the caption, "An acorn weevil drills a hole and then lays an egg inside an acorn growing on an oak tree." So that's why it's still green. The next photo shows a little bug sitting on the acorn, and the caption reads, "In a week or two, the egg hatches into a larva, young insect. The larva eats the nut meat inside the acorn and grows bigger and bigger." The next photo shows this larva getting even larger, and the caption reads, "When the acorn drops to the ground, the larva crawls out. It digs a hole in the soil and stays there until it becomes an adult weevil." The next photo in the middle of the page shows a moth on a branch, and the caption reads, "Meanwhile, a moth comes along. It lays an egg in the hole made by the weevil larva." The next photo shows a caterpillar hatches from this egg and eats more of the acorn. The bottom row of this page shows a photo on the left with some tiny snails that are hidden in the acorn. The caption reads, "Tiny snails sneak into the acorn. They eat little bits of leftover nut meat." The middle photo shows ants inside the acorn, and the caption reads, "Ants lay eggs and care for the larva inside the acorn." And the final photo has the caption, "A centipede curls up in what's left of the nutshell." Page 8 begins by stating, "Many wild birds and mammals eat acorns too." The top left photo shows a squirrel with an acorn in the trunk of a tree. And the caption reads, "Red squirrels can break the hard shells easily with their chisel-like teeth." The next photo on the right shows a chipmunk eating an acorn, and the caption reads, "The chipmunk puts acorns inside its cheek pouches and scurries away." The photo at the bottom shows a deer with some small antlers hunting for food on the forest floor, and the caption reads, "Deer find a good supply of acorns in the woods where they live. Bears, foxes, and wild turkeys are some of the other large animals that like to eat acorns." The next page begins, "Insects, disease, and severe weather kill many trees, but even a dead tree provides food and shelter for lots of animals." And there's a tree in the background of this page, but in the foreground there are three smaller pictures. The first one on the left has a picture of a raccoon peeking out from behind part of the tree, and its caption reads, "A raccoon hides in a hole in the dead tree." The top photo on the right shows a stinging insect on the bark of the tree, and the caption reads, "Wasps lay their eggs in the bark." And then on the bottom photo, you can see a hen, mama hen, with four baby chickens, brand new chickens, with mama feeding them. And the caption reads, a flicker feeds four-day-old chicks in another part of the tray. Page 10 begins, in time, every dead tree topples to the ground. Different kinds of plants start to grow on the fallen log. And we see a photo that covers two pages of a fallen tree, a dead tree that's fallen down now with lots of its dead limbs sticking up in the air as the trunk lies along the forest floor. Bottom left of page 10, we see two boys lying on the log, the trunk of the tree, studying mosses that are growing on the tree. And the caption reads, mosses are small green plants that grow on the log. They form a thick, soft carpet on the wood. To the right of that photo, there are some seeds that are blowing off in the wind. And the caption reads, mosses grow from tiny seed-like grains called spores. This moss spore case is releasing thousands of spores, which will be carried away by the wind. The next page, page 11 on the right, shows three photos. The one on the top shows a person dressed in a blue jacket and blue jeans with knees bent, sitting on the floor, with hands touching a mushroom, a wild mushroom growing out of a dead tree trunk on the floor of the forest. And the caption says, sometimes mushrooms appear overnight on a fallen tree. Mushrooms hold the spores of special kinds of plants called fungi. Just one of these plants is called a fungus. The bottom left photo shows two mushrooms with the caption, the scarlet waxy cap, another kind of fungus, adds a bright dab of color to the log. And the bottom right photo shows yellow mushrooms. And it says, yellow fairy cups glow against the dark background. Top of page 12 reads, insects and other animals come to the fallen tree to live and find food. The top photo shows bugs in the log, and the caption says, termites eat their way through the rotting wood. Below that, on the left, there is a photo of an animal crawling around on the log, and it says, the short-tailed shrew looks for insects to eat. To the right of that, there is a long green-coiled snake on the decomposing tree trunk, and the caption reads, the smooth green snake lives under the loose bark, but it comes out to hunt for food. On the bottom left row of photos, there is a turtle on the log, and it says, the box turtle creeps along the fallen tree. The last photo on this page shows a slug on the moss growing on a log with the caption, slimy slug, search for a place to lay their round eggs. Page 13 reads, as time goes on, more of the tree decays. Decay is an important process in the web of life. Dead plants and animals break down into simple chemicals. The chemicals provide many of the nutrients that plants need to live and grow. And there's a full-page photo showing a decomposing tree trunk with all kinds of broken branches around it. And the trunk has lots of moss growing on it, and it also has some mushrooms growing on it. Page 14. Most of the decay process is carried out by decomposers. These include bacteria, fungi, slime molds, and worms. The decomposers digest dead plants and animals and then return the digested remains to the soil. The first photo at the top of the page on the left shows a boy examining a decomposing piece of wood from a tree trunk. The caption reads, bacteria cause much of the decomposition. They are way too small to be seen without a microscope. To the right of that, we see a photo with lots of mushrooms growing out of a mossy tree trunk. The caption reads, fungi are plants, but they do not have leaves or chlorophyll, the substance that gives green plants their color and helps them make their own food. Instead, fungi get their food from their surroundings. The bottom of the page on the left shows some slimy mold on the decomposing tree trunk, and the caption reads, "Slime molds are another kind of fungus. They slowly creep along as they feed and help to decompose the wood." And on the right, we see a picture of a worm in the soil under the grass. And the caption reads, "Earthworms feed on fallen logs. They also burrow into the ground, loosening the soil and helping new plants to grow." Page 15 reads, "The decomposers that feed on the log grow and multiply. The decay process speeds up. After several years, much of the wood has rotted away." And on the left, we see a tree trunk that has really decomposed significantly now. The wood's falling apart, and the part that's held together a little bit more has moss growing all over it. On the right, we see a picture of a female kneeling over some of that decomposed material, and she's got soil from the decomposed tree cupped into her hands. And the caption reads, "The wood becomes soft and spongy. Soon it looks, feels, and smells like soil." And the photo on the bottom right shows very little of the tree left. You mostly see what looks like a little bit of tree with some moss growing on it, but mostly it just looks like the floor of the forest. And the caption reads, "After 15 years, the fallen tree has become part of the forest floor. New plants start to grow here." Page 16. In the rich soil created from the decomposing tree, the seed from an acorn has started to grow. Eventually, the little plant will become a tall oak tree, reaching for the sun. The tree will grow leaves, flowers, fruit, and seeds. Many different animals will come to the tree for food and shelter, and the web of life will go on and on.